Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. It's got all your favorites. You could choose from slots or blackjack, roulette, table games with live dealers. It's got it all. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN when you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante in today with Greg Pickle, and we're ready to talk some Penn State football. Are we not, Greg?
Yes, sir. Jim, good to be on with you, and hope you're having a good start to the week.
Yes, I am. And for those of you who are all confused, yes, that is Greg we have in today. He and Dustin have switched shows, at least for this week. So we're happy to have Greg in, and we're going to start out talking about recruiting as we typically do with Greg. Then we're going to look at some of the latest news regarding the upcoming season, which we will hopefully have. Quarter number three, it's time for Ask Greg. And finally, in quarter number four, we're going to take a look at some of the things that the Nittany Lions should be looking to accomplish in June, according to our own Mr. Pickle. All right, Greg, so let's start with recruiting. Seems to me we've got nothing but bad news that's coming in from recruiting. Last week, two tight ends, Jack Pugh from Ohio committed to Wisconsin, Maliki Montevideo from Nevada committed to Oregon. They both seem like long shots to come to Penn State anyway. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Jim. I think geography played a role. One question I have, though, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out, but will Penn State be able to get these guys on campus once visits are allowed again? I think that's a key thing to keep in mind here, is that even if you lose out on a guy during the dead period related to the pandemic, it doesn't mean that you can't get him back on campus. Now, do I think Maliki is going to fly across country to visit? Nah, probably not. But Pugh, you know, he's not that far away in Ohio. He's a guy who you could probably convince to come to campus. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But yeah, it has been a lot of doom and gloom for Penn State on the recruiting trail of late. And I think the big problem, Jim, is simply that Penn State is a program that really thrives on having in-person visit experiences. And it gets a lot of its commitments based off of those. And what have they not been able to do since the middle of March? It's, of course, have kids on campus. So it's really starting to pop up as a problem. You know, it wasn't there in March and April when they were on that recruit, you know, the end of March and all of April and the start of May when they were on that big run of recruiting and things were going well. You know, it didn't seem like a problem, but it certainly appears to be one now. You know, I'm sure we're going to get into the fact that they fell out of Tony Grimes' top schools, the number one corner in the country from Virginia, a five-star. And I just think that at this point, they're just really struggling to overcome the fact that they can't have guys on campus, which is easily their best recruiting tool.
Well, and towards that end, you've got to consider, you mentioned, you know, Tony Grimes doesn't have Penn State in their top four, and they had been recruiting him heavily for the last couple of years. Dante Thornton, who they had at one point as a commitment, decommitted. He's eliminated Penn State from consideration. So we're getting all that bad news. But the flip side is, as you said, with not being able to have these kids on campus, and there's a record number of players who are committing during this time, are we going to then see now a record number of decommitments, and that may be working in Penn State's favor come the fall?
Yeah, I mean, I think you probably would want to look at it from that perspective and say, okay, even though maybe things aren't going as swimmingly as we'd like them to, entering the month of June, there's still a lot of things that can happen in any recruiting cycle. And certainly the weirdest one of all, this one, there's plenty of things that could go on. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too panicked just yet if I were a Penn State fan. I think that when you look at what James Franklin and his staff have been able to accomplish, you know, what they've been able to accomplish, the key here really is that you know, again, getting guys on campus again, showing them that magic that Franklin and their program do when they get guys to town. I think that's going to be the key to turning all this around, and it might take some time. But let's keep in mind, too, that it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. If you want to look at it from a positive perspective, they have a number of guys committed in this cycle, obviously. A lot of them are guys who were at the top of the board. You know, there's some three stars mixed in there, of course, among some four stars. But all told, you know, again, the things that I think you have to be concerned about aren't so much the Pews and the Matavos of the world committing elsewhere, because you weren't necessarily favorites for them to begin with. What I think you have to be concerned about more is when a guy like Tony Grimes cuts you from his list of top schools. Because again, as we talk about a lot on this show, Jim, it's not a concern really until guys start either committing elsewhere that were at the top of your board, or once those guys take you out of play. So now that Penn State is out of play for him, you know, I think you do start to worry what other guys could make the similar decision down the road, and how is that going to make things play out moving forward?
Well, my take has always been, Greg, you know, there's a lot of fish in the sea, a lot of players out there. Losing any one individual player, I don't look at as a big deal. You, of course, would rather get those 4- and 5-star guys, but if you miss out on any individual, again, I don't think it's a big deal. Where I think it starts to become a problem is when you look at it from the overall setup, as I also often say. You know, stars aren't everything, but they are something. And if we go back to that old blue chip ratio, which essentially says, what's the ratio of 4- and 5-star recruits you get versus non-4- and 5-star recruits? That's your blue chip ratio. And you want that to be as high as possible. And through 2018 and 2019, Penn State's blue chip ratio has been 65% and 77%. Now, in these last two recruiting cycles, last year it was down to 41%. So far this season, with 12 commitments, that blue chip ratio was 33%. Essentially, what that means is they have 4 guys who are 4-star or higher, 8 guys who are not. Is that cause for concern?
Only if that ratio continues throughout the rest of the class, Jim. So if Penn State doesn't turn it around here coming down the stretch, which we still have a long way to go, it's hard to remember sometimes that it's only June. But as long as they get things going in the right direction here soon, they pick up some 4-stars, things even out a little bit, I wouldn't call it a big concern. Obviously, look, we talk about it a lot. The best way to get big-time recruits and big-name stars is to win and get to the college football playoff and get over that hump. Penn State's not been able to do that yet. We don't know if they'll be able to do so this year. We assume and hope so, but obviously time will tell. So, you know, I think when you break all this stuff down, really what it comes down to is Penn State has done a really nice job of, positioning itself with some players that are 4-stars, 5-stars, etc. But got to reel them in, got to finish the job. That applies to the Nolan Ruchis of the world. That applies to some of the other top targets that are out there. But, you know, right now, I just think they're really struggling because of the fact that, again, a lot of what this program sells, Jim, is the ability to get on campus and the ability to tour guys around and show them what playing at Penn State can look and feel like, and they just haven't been able to do it. And the camps are such an important part of that. Those are all canceled now because of the coronavirus pandemic. So you put all those things together, and what do you have left? You have a big problem of availability and no timeline for when you're going to be able to get guys back to town. So it's a challenge. It's going to continue to be a challenge. But, you know, if you know anything about James Franklin and his staff, we know that they mitigate things the best that they can and try and work around the problems that are presented to them. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't think it's a problem yet, Jim. But if, that ratio, that trend continues, it certainly could be by, late fall, early winter.
How much effect do you think it has, Greg, all the new coaches on Penn State staff, coaches who had already established relationship with some of these recruits have now left, and you've got new coaches who probably, despite I'm sure they're contacting them through Zoom and so on, that's not the same as the in-person stuff. How much effect do you think that has had?
Yeah, I think that guys like Taylor Stubblefield and John Scott Jr., maybe Filter, I can't really remember at this point, but maybe Filter Outline to a little bit of a lesser extent. But, you know, they haven't had any or much of any chance to host their top targets on campus. You know, these guys have not been able to come to town because of the dead period that's been in effect since the middle of March. So some of these guys are recruiting players that they haven't even been able to sit down and look in the eye and have a conversation with yet. So again, it's just, you put all of these little factors together and they come up with they compile and combine to become one big challenging problem for Penn State. And, you know, it's not impossible to address. You know, there are ways around some of these things, but the virtual visits are obviously key, and getting guys to tour campus through an iPhone is kind of the way of the future for the time being. But you know, it's not perfect. It doesn't replicate everything. And so I think obviously there's a lot to be gained when you get guys back on campus, and there's a lot to be said about those kids and their families sitting with Coach Franklin and his staff and learning about how things go at Penn State, not just on a video, not just seeing a picture, but actually sitting there living it. And you know, you can question why Penn State needs that personal interaction more than other programs who are thriving right now, but I don't really think it matters, because ultimately they do, and they don't have it right now. So I think that's part of the reason they're falling out of some of these recruitments, and they're not making kids top lists and things like that. It's a challenge, no question, Jim. They have a lot to address at this point, but I would say the good news is that, you know, we know one day soon, sometime down the road, they're going to be able to have kids in town again, and they'll be ready to take advantage of it. So that was something I'd be watching closely here over the next handful of months as things hopefully get back to a little bit more normal.
All right, real quick, the one positive aspect of Penn State's recruiting this year has been in the state of Michigan, and where they seem to have been moving up the board is with four-star linebacker Jamari Bowden. He has set a signing date now, hasn't he? And what are Penn State's chances there?
Yeah, good question, Joe. I know we don't got a lot of time to really dive into this recruitment, but he's a guy that Penn State's been after for quite some time. He's from Michigan, and he's a kid who, if I understood what he did correctly, I think he just said he put a timeline on when he would announce his decision date. So he set an announcement for the announcement. I think Penn State certainly has a shot there, but again, I think he's a guy that they're going to have to get back to campus to fend off Michigan State and some others.
All right, sounds good, Greg. Stick around for quarter number two, where we are going to do an update on the upcoming season.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.